Blog Talk Radio.
That's our cue, everyone. The letter Q. So, happy, wonderful day. Although, as we know in history, 9/11 has been a tragic day, as many people, you know, think about and feel the tragedy that occurred on 9/11 with the Twin Towers and all of the people that have ascended because of it. And yet there was a plan, and that part of the plan that the cabal had did not go through. And now the exposure of it is going to be bringing out the light. So another episode in our history, a very tragic time, but the blessing is that it's finally going to be exposed for what it was, the truths to come out, so we can continue to move forward in the light and the love of our world and humanity, to be announced, that to be announced and realized by all of us. So 9/11 is also, we just had our beautiful full moon, but that lasts for the events, the energies of it continue to go forward. And that is to be able to reflect and to feel what you want to do and what your purpose is going forward. So it was a harvest moon. Harvest is reaping all that we have learned over the past year, and really taking them to heart and beginning and then from there to renew what you want to do for the next few months. So this is our time. This is the time of transformation. The seasons from summer, having fun, doing all the things that people do, and then the fall in terms of reflection, and then, of course, of Thanksgiving. So let's all do that today. Today we have a really wonderful call, and we'll start off with bringing Zaria in to talk about her message for today. And from there, we have Dr. Tom, who's going to give us more than an update, and we're excited about that. And Michael Andrews will also be talking more about the nodes that he's spoken about in the past. Most people still don't really understand that system. And then, of course, our very special guest for today is going to be Dr. Stella, who's going to be talking about what we call the EE system. We haven't really spoken about that system in depth. And Dr. Tom and I, and of course, Dr. Stella will be discussing that and what he does at his, how you can go ahead and partake of that particular, the EE system now. So with that being said, let's go forward and let's bring Zaria in. And I know that she's in a fabulous mood today. And Zaria, how are you today? Oh, hold on 1 second, everybody. We know there was something missing here. All right. Zaria, you want to go ahead and put your, you can go ahead and unmute yourself.
Good morning, everybody. How is everyone this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
I'm sure everyone is looking forward to our call for today. And, of course, we start off our calls normally with a message from you and from one of the elemental books from Diane Robbins.
Well, it's not this is an elemental book. This is Messages from the Hollow Earth.
Oh, okay, good, okay. Good.
And Diane Robbins' books, when I ordered them from her directly, her website is capital D-I-A-N-N-E, capital R-O-B-B-I-N-S, .com. Go to her site and order them directly from her. Okay, we're going to read from the Messages from the Hollow Earth, page number 116. Weather tunnels, spaceports in the Hollow Earth. I am a Dhamma speaking now. Know that cataclysmic weather conditions are in store for your surface population. Many negative thought forms are being released from their bodies and from the earth. And these are causing drastic atmospheric unbalances, resulting in tornadoes, earthquakes, and variable conditions. Up north, where the weather is colder and the days are shorter, people will begin to see in their weather, in seasonal patterns, the days will grow longer and the seasons will begin to merge into one another, just as they do in Hollow Earth. In the Hollow Earth, there is a constant temperature in the low 70s. This constant temperature allows people to live in relative ease and comfort, and no obstacles impede their activities. In the Hollow Earth is a paradise, and with tall, graceful mountains jutting into the sky, and large, clean lakes and oceans that abound with life. The diet in Hollow Earth is strictly vegetarian, and people are healthy, robust, and strong. They, too, have isolated themselves from the surface population, although they come and leave the Earth freely using the spacecraft that are kept there in the spaceport inside the Hollow Earth. Although they are inside the Earth, they have freedom and health and abundance and peace. All is necessary components of life that you on the surface have been crying out for. There is free travel between the subterranean cities and the Hollow Earth through the tunnels using our electromagnetic trains that can take us from one part of the earth to another in a fraction of the time it takes on the surface. Our transportation is quicker and more efficient and burns no fuels, therefore no pollution underground. We long for the day when you on the surface can travel freely to Hollow Earth, where you'll be greeted with great joy and love. It is this return to the land of Eden that you are all crying out for. We too await this day, and all of us in the subterranean cities will join with you in the celebration merging our two civilizations into one. There are tunnels intertwining throughout the planet, connecting every large city or state. The inner Earth inhabitants can reach most of their destinations within minutes, if not minutes, hours within, or if not minutes. The underground network of passageways has been used for eons. There are more connected below than you are above. They can travel anywhere freely without making reservations, paying large sums of money, or spending days at airports, train stations, or in cars. That's the message for you today, people. Short and sweet. You're on mute.
That was short and sweet. Short and sweet. I have a question for you, however. So when you say the transportation is free, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then, who pays for the transportation? How is that paid so that you have free transportation?
No one.
Oh, nobody pays for it because the transportations, when you're talking about trains,
it's freely given.
Okay, so what is that made of?
I understand the people in what?
What is it made of?
What is it made?
What is it made of, and how fast does it go?
But they're well. I'll give you an idea. You can travel from. Say if you were underground from Mount Shasta to New York City. 5 minutes.
Okay, so then I guess we have to ask you. Well, how is that possible, right? So what is it made of? Where it's tunnels made of? Can we access those? How far deep are those tunnels that we cannot access from here?
They're located within the first 400 miles of the Earth's crust.
Oh, so we got to go that far down to access them. Okay. That's
No. I said within the Earth's crust. Some of the tunnels are only a mile down. Yes. Some of them are only a mile down, like underneath Mount Shasta. That's where one of them starts out from.
That's true.
And that one can take you that shuttle can take you from Mount Shasta to New York in 5 minutes.
All right. Okay. So how does that happen?
Now, would you like to know where the deport station is located in New York?
Yes. Yes.
Underneath the Chrysler Building.
The Chrysler Building. Okay. Interesting.
In New York City.
So what are the tunnels made of that it can go, or the trains? I'm just going to call them trains. So what are they made of, and the tunnels made of, to that one can go that quickly from one, you know, from the West Coast to the East Coast?
Well, they run off electromagnetism of the Earth. And just like our airships run on electromagnetism as well, our Lucid airships. So they travel in tunnels that are carved out in the earth, and they're as smooth as marble.
Smooth as marble.
And,
you mean the tunnels?
Well, yeah, the sides of the tunnels, they're not like going, you're not going through caves, you're going through tunnels that are built throughout the crust of the earth, and if you were to get out of the train and feel the tunnel walls, they're very, very smooth.
They're crystal?
Of course, they're also about... Yeah, well, crystalline or, crystal material or more like a marble material. Understand that the trains or the cylinders, they call them cylinders or shuttles.
Hmm.
The cylinder shuttles are made of, they're made of the metals in hollow earth. And they're of a crystalline material. If you would look at them from the side, you'd be able to see right through them.
Interesting. And do you have, like, Zaria, what do you use, like, for railways? So there isn't no railways, right? You know,
there
rails.
There's no rails.
You know,
there's no rails. There's no rails. No rails at all. The craft is suspended in the center of the tunnel. By the gravity within the craft itself, it creates an artificial gravity within the craft, and it's suspended in the center of the tunnels.
You're talking about anti-gravitic.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yes. Interesting. Okay.
Right. And they're held in the center of the tunnels themselves.
Interesting.
And then, of course, and then they, you know, they open up a door. I guess you can call it a door, or a slide in the front of the craft, and that allows the electromagnetism to pull the craft, and vice versa. If you want to go back the other way, you do it from the other end. But they travel off the electromagnetism of the Earth, and that's why they can move so rapidly. And also the ships that fly around in hollow Earth also work off electromagnetism as well. And you can, of course, when we go up in space, we also work, our propulsion is electromagnetism in space. So
yeah, so you utilize
it's endless energy. Energy.
Right. Yeah. The electromagnetic field that is in our universe is what you utilize.
Endless free energy.
Right, right. Okay, well, we won't talk about why we don't have it, but we know why we don't have it, and we're going to get that all back. So, all right, well, I appreciate your
my dad's going to educate you a little later on.
Sure.
If he talks on the call today, he'll tell you why you don't have what we have in Hollow Earth.
Okay.
But in reality, in reality, you do have it. You just don't know how to use it.
Well, we don't have access to it yet, right? Kind of.
You have had access to electromagnetic power ever since 1957.
Okay, well, we won't go into that story because we know why. So let's go ahead, and I know it's probably a little bit early, but I think, you know, we've got so many things going on for our call for today. So I think we should just go ahead and get started and bring Dr. Tom in. So let me go ahead and do that. And hopefully Dr. Tom has, you know, more than 5-10 minutes to talk today. It's going to be exciting listening to his information today. So let's go ahead and bring him through. And Zaria, that was really apropos. It was rather appropriate.
I'll put myself
for today's
on mute.
Call talking about, all right, that would be great. Thank you so much. And let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in. All right, here we go, guys. So far, so good. All right. Okay, Dr. Tom, let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tom. So wonderful to have you on our call today.
Yes.
Yes. So you're going to start the ball rolling for some new information that's going to be coming out. And we know that you're going to be talking. A lot of people are waiting to hear from you regarding, you know, the RV and what's happening in the world. And, of course, the other secret that you're going to tell people about. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor. Dr. Tom, thank you very, very much for always being here with us. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor, Jane, of giving me the floor. And first of all, I'd like to say much gratitude to Jane and Billy for bringing this amazing platform to the world. Jane, your tireless work that you put on is just crazy. And Billy, who I've got to know from Hollow Earth, and even the time that we spent up in Lake Tahoe having lunch and him walking around with the hostesses and showing them about energy and everything was just amazing. And having Billy come here to, from coming to the surface to help us make the shift, just all of our listeners, that how much gratitude that you guys bring. It's just unbearable, and I'm much appreciated
you guys,
and I love you guys very much.
Well, we definitely love you very much, too. You know that. Okay.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. You're welcome. So where are we? Well,
yes.
I'm going to kind of jump around. We are now in the 17 days of transfer of darkness and change, but now we're at 14 days right now. So we are in the shift of the new world coming, okay? And today is 9/11, right? And we did have this dark satanic thing happen way back in 2001, 9/11, and it changed the world. And on that day, the Sherman Resonance was at its highest peak ever. And also, too, and I'm bringing all this in because this ties into where we're at. We also had a hurricane coming up, Andrew, that shifted 90 degrees right before New York. How did that happen? We now know that the satanic cult was here to divide us and separate us. But we had these amazing light people like you, like the Galactic Federation, and the amazing generals and army and military that are now winning the war. So we have two things right now that needed to be completed. And I'll repeat this over and over. For the RV and the global set, we had to have two things happen: the Queen's death and the removal of this regime that's controlling our country. Once they are removed, and we know now we have won, the Queen is done. So what happens when the Queen is taking off the board? Game over.
Right.
Right?
Right.
All right, yes. Game over. So we do have this five-dimensional chess game going on, and it is game over. We are, look, and you have to get the clues, 17 days. Why did Prince Charles say 17 days of darkness? 17. Q, right? A, B, C, D, all the way down to Q. Okay, so that was the announcement. So basically what it's doing is that's the QFS, the Starlink, the Q phones, what you'll be receiving to do your voting, to run your banking, is all done. And many people talk about the central banks. Well, what about the central banks? You know, this currency central bank. Well, it'll fall. It will collapse, okay? All the paymasters are funded. And we, and I'll bring this up, I'll bring it up again, but Zorro of Hollow Earth, I feel we have, it's not about competition, but I feel we have the best sources in the world between my contacts, your contacts, and Zora, and Q. We have the best. We have the number one contact in the world. So we're really excited about that. All the paymasters have been funded. And there's 2,600 paymasters, and then you have sub paymasters, and there's 26,000 exchange centers. Okay? So those are around. So the two things that have happened, the Queen and the Biden regime removed, right?
Yes.
And then we'll have, once we do, we'll have the RV, the Global Reset, the QFS will start. Now we're down. It started at 17 days, now down with 14. So what we're going to do is the end of the fiat currency. They're going to take that out right now, right? The Vatican has recalled all the currency and the coins, right? The queen was the control center. The queen controlled the Vatican. And we had three pillars of evil. Number one was Buckingham Palace, Vatican City, and D.C., okay?
Correct.
And the Queen controlled all of them. But we did. Now the Queen is off the board. So this was all planned. And I wanted to bring this up real quick. Why did we hear forever, even 13 years ago, it's going to happen, it's going to happen? Well, that was all a sting operation. We were told a month ago, going to happen tomorrow. Well, that's what we were told, because the bad guys were trying to steal over a million contracts. And they told us it's going to happen, so the bad guys would go in, and it was a sting operation. Well, we now know that sting operations are almost done and all cleaned up, right? So we now look at the world. Three-quarters of the world are now gold-backed. Many, many countries. You have over 4 billion people that are gold-backed, right? So right now we're in the removal of all cash, currency, fiat, corrupt. And this will be painful, taking down the old system and bringing up the new system. So make sure you have a little cash on hand, a little food, because things are going to get bumpy, right? And we had to expose, these people. We had to show the bank robbery. I was telling this someone the other day. If we didn't show the crimes that had happened, then people would never believed it, right? Show the crime, the satanic cult, everything. So the military basically is in control, and it all started back in 1775. We're under military law. Everything is done. All of my sources are saying good, and this is the final cleanse of this, the child trafficking, the banking, and everything. But this all had to be cleaned up before the RV, right? And so basically where we're at is now the restored republic will come in.
Yes.
And we'll have devolution that'll go down, and we'll no longer vote for candidates. We'll vote for policies, and then we'll be in a great place. The final cleansing to remove all that is bad, and basically to you know, take care of everything else. So that's my update for that.
Dr. Tom, I just wanted to add also that with all of that that's happening, we're also finding that different states now are taking back their sovereignty.
Yes.
So that's also a big part as well, as far as, you know, removing themselves from corporation, from the corporation that it never should have been. So that, as that goes downhill, all of the states now are saying, hey, we could take care of our people. We want our Constitution back. This is what we want. We want our power back. And we'll be the ones to say, hey, it's okay to have arms to protect yourself. You know, we don't want to have the old regime saying, oh, no, we're going to take all of your guns away. No, this is the way your children are going to be educated, and everybody has to comply. And yes, you have to have, you know, we are saying, no, we don't want that anymore. And this is the key part for all of us as we begin to wake up, is that as we're beginning to wake up, and it had to be done very slowly so that people can begin to digest all this information more gradually than boom, you know, and then their faith was like, I with a great depression or despair or whatever that they would have to go through to really help to understand what's going. That's the reason why we're having also those 10 days of darkness, you know, so that people can begin to see the videos and see the exposure and begin to really understand how they have been, how we have all been corrupted for so, so many years. Anyways, that was just my two cents worth, Dr. Tom.
So basically, yes, all of these corrupt corporations, mainly with the scandemic that came, there is lawsuits now with they're just one of the large lawsuit at a hospital in Fresno, where now they had found out that each person coming in, if they were positive for COVID, they were treated for COVID, not their cancer or anything else. And the hospital gained over $500,000 per person. So these doctors and everything will be submitted for crimes. But anyway, we're getting exposure of the food companies, the Walmarts, the Targets. We're all corrupt. We now know that they all have underground things that we found underneath those places. So we have a lot of exposing, but we'll now the power will be given back to the people, and we'll know, we'll get back our source of who we are, get our memories back, and bring in that joy and happiness. So
Okay, so
that's
part, of
part
it.
One.
Okay, talking about that. Yes, part one, part two. Here we go.
Part two. real quick, this vision kind of came along with my past. Basically, and even though I think I've talked about it before, I became a doctor of chiropractic and a naturopath physician because growing up, I became an amateur and professional ski racer. Made it up to the U.S. ski team for a JIT, and ended up being paralyzed in Stanford, and they couldn't help. I went back and back to Lake Tahoe and saw miracle workers, chiropractor, naturopaths, and they saved my life and went back skiing. I was walking again, and I woke up one morning completely covered with sweat and had this vision calling that you needed to go and heal. And what an amazing path. So I went to school and got my degrees and started my practice for over 25, 30 years. I can't remember now. And that ended. And that ended. And another vision came with this, with what we call, how can I heal more people? How can we heal more people? And that came with watching a video and a dream from the EE system, Dr. Michaels. Had the vision and was pulled in and saw the, how we can now heal. And, you know, in my office, we could only heal, you know, one at a time, but now we can deal with hundreds of thousands of times. So went down and met Dr. Michaels, amazing woman on technology, and came back and, you know, started the vision. And now I'm teaming up with, as you know, Jane, we're teaming up in our vision, our advisory team, starting our first one soon, and you know, and making it an amazing technology with the scalar wave. The scalar wave is basically known as it's a fifth dimensional scalar field. They go over a distance of time. The human body is a crystalline structures in every cell, and what it does is it raises the battery up so the body can heal itself, right? And so it's amazing. And then we're going to add many, many things with it. I know Dr. Stella is going to come on, who's an amazing guy, who I met and got my first treatment with him. So, but ours is going to open up soon in January, February. We're going to have 48 to 64 units, putting together amazing people that are just so amazing, and there's so much love between all of us that want to restore this world back to a better place. And we want to go from 10 then to 100 units and basically heal the world with love and move humanity in and get this evil and sickness and get our world back to heaven on earth. And you know, and talking to Q a couple weeks ago, it was so neat that just being in your simple joy and excitement is where your creativity comes. You know what I mean? It's no longer your ego or whatever. And, you know, and we get shot down. As you know, we get attacked. Jane and you guys, we get attacked every day from beings and sources that, you know, pull us away from our visions and everything. And but we're going to win. And we'll go back to heaven on earth, find out who we are, that we are unlimited. And as Zora always says, we are God and goddesses.
Yes, beautiful.
So that's
Thank
it for me
for that.
Today.
Yeah, that was
You're
great.
You're welcome. And also, too, is make sure Dr. Stella is coming on today. And we're not going to be open until January, February, and he'll probably announce. If you do, get down. They have an amazing program down there, And Dr. Stella is a brother of mine. We did talk briefly, doing great things. And it's so nice to have a brother. He is a doctor of chiropractic too. So we are all our brothers and amazing, amazing things. So if people want to get early, they can go down and get into this system, which you'll be talking about a bit. So, okay.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much for that. We'll have Dr. Stella shortly to explain further about the EE system and what he does over at his center. So with that being said, Dr. Tom, we so very, very are in gratitude for all of the information that you have brought forth and all of the good things that you brought to our station and helping people to be healthy, to stay healthy, to exercise, to be outdoors, just as Zora always and Zoraya always say, be outdoors, be in unison with you know, who we all are, which is part of Mother Earth or Gaia or Terra Christa, because that's where you become more energized and become more of who you truly are as fifth dimension, as fifth density. So any more, and then the EE system also will really, really enhance that for people altogether. So thank you again, Dr. Tom. We can't wait to talk with you soon. We can't wait for that EE system that you have also, that you're working on already. We can't wait for those to come out as well. So for you and for the world. So thank you, Dr. Tom, for being here.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. So bye, Dr. Tom. Talk to you later. Okay. So that's Dr. Tom. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful news. So we're all moving forward, and not just in terms of what we see and hear, but also in terms of the energy and the frequencies that we are. So being full moon and when or the equinox, great energies are just streaming onto the planet. And for many of us who can feel it, we'll take advantage of the high frequencies, vibrations that come through. And so these are times when it's really great to be able to just kind of go out, sit in nature, sit by the tree, sit next to the tree, talk to the flowers or whatever, just commune where you wherever you are, whether it's in your garden or whether it's out in the field, do that. It's so amazing, you know, when you can just really connect and not even think, and you don't think anymore, you just are. So I think our next guest today is going to be, let's see, we have Michael Andrews, who's going to be coming and talking with us next to discuss more about the IMC as well as the nodes. And but prior to that, I think we probably have a few more minutes here, and we'd like to bring Zora through, Zoraya. And maybe he can kind of tag on a little bit what you were talking about and maybe or even tag on. You know, I'd like for Zora to talk a little bit more about the EE system once Dr. Stella has spoken about it. And I think that would be great then. But in the meantime, I know that if we can get your dad to come through, let's go ahead and bring him through and see what his message is for today. Zoraya? I wonder if Zoraya can. Zoraya, are you there?
Indeed, right, indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
We're wonderful, Zora. Thank you. Wonderful to hear your voice. So we know
indeed.
That you have. Tell us a little bit. I know. We want to talk a little bit about the transportation in Hollow Earth, but. You know, just for this time, and we'll talk about that later, but for this time, maybe you can talk a little bit about what has happened now in transformation to get us moving to where the light has won and now we're moving forward. The queen has now completely been announced and now she's gone. And now we also know that now the next chess piece is going to be the Biden regime. So tell us now what you see from above or wherever you are, what is happening?
Well, the Biden regime, days are numbered, so that will also be coming about very shortly, the dethroning of Biden.
Zora, when you say dethroning, do you think he's going to be, how is that going to happen, you think? Is someone just going to say, you know what, we don't need you anymore? Or is he going to resign? What do you see, how is that going to appear to us, you think?
It will be done legally to take him out. Due to the fact that he was never declared the president, not by the people anyway.
Correct. It was all fraudulent anyways. Correct.
Of course, it was.
Okay, so you see before November? Do you see that probably happening before the November elections?
Well, there's no what you call presidential elections until 2024.
I'm not talking about presidential. I'm talking about just the November elections. Yeah, no, that's 2024. I'm just talking about right now, just because there are going to be elections coming up. You know, Democrats versus the Republicans.
I understand that. The Republican and Democratic systems will be also going bye-bye. There will no longer be Democratic or what you call Republicans or anything of that nature. They will be disbanded.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen overnight, right? That'll come gradually.
It's already
in
the process of happening.
Oh, okay. So in the meantime,
it's already in the process of happening.
Okay, so the restored republic, which we now already have and is ready to be announced as well, is that part of the
when
restored
that is
republic?
Announced, that's when the parties will be abolished.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, okay. All right, so going back to Biden, you see that happening very shortly, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. So energetically and as far as all of the evil and all of the big, I guess two things. So we've got Big Pharma and we also have the mainstream media. Now, mainstream media is already beginning to transition. And so we have that going, but, they're still doing what they're doing. The little minions of the cabal are still doing what they do, right? Or are they basically
ineffective
at this point?
They are being what you call tracked down and taken out.
Okay. So is everything pretty well organized so that everything that we're going to do going forward, especially with this RV, that it's going to be quantum. The quantum is going to be taking over. The quantum financial system, we're talking about quantum phones, et cetera, so that there is no more interruption, there's no more interference coming from cabal. Is that correct? Otherwise, we can't have it.
That would be correct.
Okay. All right. Let me see. So energetically, how do you see things moving right now as far as people waking up? Let's talk about that. Are people, how much are people really waking up to some of the news now? Or do you see that the people, here's a question. So the Queen has now announced that she has gone, even though we all know the people that are in the know, which is us, knew that she had already ceased to exist in 2 years or so ago. But anyway, so are the people right now, are they really, generally speaking, are people really right now on the globe feeling sadness for this event, or are they feeling happy for this event?
Some are feeling sad, some are feeling happy. Overall, everyone is quite relieved she's gone.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So she's gone. There is still trouble, let's just say there's still a lot of things going on in Europe and in Britain. You know, we find out that the cost of everything over there in Britain is just astronomical. It's so huge. It's so high. I mean, people are really having problems just worldwide, even with their economies and, you know, a lot of things going on. Again, that is all part of the storm that is brewing, just so that we can get rid of all of the bad and bring in the new, right?
Yes.
Could you explain that further for us? How do you see this coming? How do you see this moving along for all of us?
Well, currently, what is known as Parliament is in chaos. They are at their wit's end, so to speak, as to what to do next, because they were relying quite highly on the royal family. And now that the tyrant is gone, then they're somewhat at a loss. But at the time that he was pretty much being controlled by the queen, and of course now the queen is dead, so. Not dead, but ascended. As I always tell, there's no such thing as death. We have to always end up getting caught up in that terminology.
Yeah.
Anyway, the queen is no more. So he has more freedom of movement in his dealings with the royal family. And, of course, he would be classified the King of England now.
So how is that going to play out, Zora? How is that going to all play out?
Well, he didn't like his mother. He didn't really care for his mother or the way she did her activities. So he is going to be what you call a more just ruler. Of the UK.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Oh, very good.
And so things will change for the better for England.
For England. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Now that he has taken, you know, up position.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay.
There's much what you call goings on with the Queen. At the time he was kept out of the loop, as it is so termed, and now he is in the loop because he is now the king. So
is he communicating with Trump then? Zora, is he communicating with Trump to make things better? Oh, he is. So he is a good guy.
Of course he is.
He's a good guy.
He's going to, like I said, the changing of the guard is a good thing for England.
For England. Oh, very nice. Okay. I have one more question before we bring in, before we bring in our next guest. So we're talking about the queen who actually had ascended like 2 years or so ago. So I don't know whether we brought this question up. So where did she ascend to?
She was taken to a place to do no harm.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty heavy, Zora.
But enough of politics. Let us get back to what is termed the inner earth and what is called
transportation,
the energy therein, transportation therein.
Yes.
Understand that, indeed, I do not like talking about politics anyway, because we have no politics in Hollow Earth, and it is just a dead subject, so to speak.
Okay.
Anyway, let's understand. Let us talk of more joyful things. So the passing of the Queen also has brought what you call the emergence of the Hollow Earth peoples closer for coming to the surface.
Oh, beautiful, Zora. That's
so,
great news.
Indeed. And when we come, we will be bringing our technology with us that will literally change the face of your planet as far as what is called rebalancing the what you call the weathers and the what is called the climate and what is called the oceans and what is called the... We already have what you call an ambassador for that purpose. And if some of
we
you already know who she is.
Right, but we won't discuss that
I can. But,
no. It cannot be divulged.
Let's put it this way.
Because she has to be the one to do that, Zora.
All right, fine. Anyway.
Thank you.
Let's just say that the ambassadors to the world of the surface world is already on the surface. All right? No. We'll just leave it at that. Anyway.
Beautiful.
In regards to what is called the ascension, all of the tunnels that were shut down, especially over in Great Britain and in Europe, have now been reopened all the way to the surface.
Wow.
There are, and on in America, the two the entrances in America, one major one was in at the base of Mount Shasta. Another one would be in what is called beneath the city of Denver, beneath the city of what is called beneath the city of Denver, and beneath the city of Seattle. Beneath the city of what is called Los Angeles.
Hmm.
Beneath the city of what is called Austin, Texas. Beneath what is called the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Beneath what is called the city of Chicago. Beneath what is in the called the city of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hmm.
Beneath what is called the city of Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Beneath what is called the city of Birmingham, Alabama. Beneath what is called the city of Batesville, Arkansas.
How many cities are there?
Up.
How many tunnels are there in the United States? This is outside of, this is just in the United States. I mean, we're talking, this is global.
It is global. Beneath the city of Paris, beneath the city of London, beneath the city of Glasgow, in Ireland,
How about Australia?
Shannon Island, of course. Sydney. And beneath the city of Sydney.
What about China?
Actually, the entire, of course, you have China, which you call Bangkok, Shanghai. Beneath what is called in Tibet, Lhasa. Beneath what is called the city of Moscow in Russia. Beneath what is called the city of Salzburg, Austria. Beneath Berlin, beneath Frankfurt, Germany, beneath Birch's Gardens, beneath what is called Madrid, Spain, beneath what is called, beneath what is called Egypt.
How many emergent sites are there total in the world? How many?
More than you can count.
Oh, well, then, this would take us all day then to count all the emergent centers that are in the world, right? Just know that every country
it would
has,
indeed.
You know. Yes. Okay. All right. Because we have to bring in our next guest pretty soon.
So in other words, the tunnels have been opened. The tunnels are ready for people to come forth onto the surface.
Okay. Nice.
The key for that was the passing of the queen.
Right. Oh,
and now
beautiful.
She has passed.
Nice. That's excellent. That's excellent.
So it is much safer. It is much safer for the inhabitants of the inner cities, of the inner earth cities, to come to the surface.
Okay.
So that was the key they were waiting for, one of the keys they were waiting for what you call the emergence of coming to the surface. So people who are on the surface that have been designated as hosts for our people, prepare yourselves, prepare your homes. We will be coming.
Yeah, but how? Okay, and you're going to shorten your stature, right, Zora?
That is up to them.
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not they've got 25-foot homes, ceilings that people can enter into, right? Well, we don't want to have to scare
everyone. They have the ability.
Zora, so.
Understand, we have the ability to shrink our size. We have the ability to shrink our size down at will. So, yes, we can shrink our bodies down to accommodate. What will not be what you call, cannot be changed, what you call at will is our skin color. That must go through a process of which Zoraya went through. When it comes to our skin tone, we will not be altering that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll definitely be able to identify you then. That'll be fun. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Zora. Well, let's continue this beautiful call with you. It's very joyous and very exciting. And for right now, we have a couple
You have another guest coming in.
We have two more guests to come. So, and then we'll talk more. How about that? All right?
Bring them forth.
The next person we're going to be talking with is Michael Andrews. And so let's go ahead and bring him in. Okay, here we go.
Very good.
Thank you, Zora, for all of that beautiful information. Very uplifting.
Hello.
Hey, hi there, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Well, we think you're absolutely fantastic, by the way. So we very, very much welcome you to our call that we have for today. We know that we would love to be able to hear more updates as well as discussion regarding more about the nodes. So for everyone, I don't know how many people there here that are listening that are new. So we're talking with, I want to say Professor Michael Andrews, because he is a master trader. He is a master financier of understanding how the financial world is moving, how it works, and you know we're just so amazed at what you can do, you know, to help to educate. Because he's our teacher, he's our educator, and he's also there to handhold our hands sometimes for many of us because we don't know anything about the crypto and the Forex, et cetera, et cetera. So he's been with us now for at least a couple of years, and he is a master spokesperson, master teacher, master in the crypto and Forex world. So welcome, and thank you so much, Michael, for being here. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I just want to give it back to both of you because I know I've talked to so many people and they've talked about the decades, the years that they've been listening to y'all and just getting valuable information. So it's just I have to give it back to you because I have been, you know, talking to many people within this community and they just always have great things to say about what you've offered to the community and what you consistently are giving to the community. So I want to give it back to both Zaria, Billy, and yourself for, you know, just really helping people and making sure they get the information they need. But, yes, definitely want to dig into this because I know that there's some valuable information here. I want to make sure I can get through it. And definitely a time to take notes or I don't know if you have it where you're recording or, you know, I know that Jane does that as well, but this is some information that you just want to keep. So at any time, if you want to verify, go back, look at some of the things that I'm saying, you're definitely able to do so. Everything that I give is factual. Typically, you can look it up most places. Always use good sites like Bloomberg, something they just give away right out of the gate, Forex Factory. It's awesome one because it kind of gives you a calendar of events of what's coming with currency. If you're not familiar with that, you definitely want to take a look at that. And then other, you know, good known magazines, sometimes Forbes and other groups that you can get information from. But it really does come to these three things, and this is what I would consider to be most important, more important than listening to videos or listening to YouTubes or things of such. You got to get to a point in your career that you're focused on real information and not just being able to be moved by the noise, I call it, or emotion as well. So what does that really mean? Well, it really means getting a firm grip of technical analysis, making sure you get fundamental analysis, and then sentiment. I use all three. Some people may use a couple of these, but I'm very aggressive. You know, the last couple of years, I've been over 90% accurate on my trades because of using these three analyses at all times. And it's something that definitely can really help you even when you're doing, you know, investments. You don't have to be a day trader like myself to use these analyses. You can actually use them in your decision making. So it doesn't become opinionated. It doesn't become emotional. It doesn't become something that you're utilizing in the wrong way. So, for instance, even the market that we're in, some people come to me and they're like, well, Michael, I mean, what are you doing right now? Are you right now selling all of your cryptos? What are you doing, man? It just seems like we're such in a winner. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. Right now I'm buying like crazy. Why? When do you buy something? When it's high? Like it got to the end of the year last year, we're at 69,000, really went above that in the currency side. When it's low at 0.008, when it first got started. Well, I think all of you can answer that question. It makes much more sense to get involved with things when they're low than when they're high. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and buy things that you don't do your due diligence on. I'm not telling you to go out there and just buy anything, but have accuracy. And that's why I started with the analysis. I started with utilizing that terminology so that you can safeguard yourself, right? And then the other thing, you know, back in my 20s, because of what I experienced, you know, I had to really watch a company, my father's company, really get knocked out by technology. You know, it's just, it's technology, right? You have to really be on top of your game. And at that time, I really locked into making sure that whatever you get involved with is economy-proof, recession-proof, and election-proof. And what that means is no matter what the market is doing, you situated yourself in a very powerful position. And that is really what we have in front of us. Now, some people ask me, well, Michael, right now, why are you so deeply involved with the crypto space? Well, the crypto space has allowed us to have a lot of shifting in what we're doing, giving us options that we never had before. You know, one of the main ones when I got started in 2009 was being self-banked, being in a position where you don't have to depend on anyone around you, that you have more control. And no matter what the bank thinks about you or feels about you, they can't shut you down, shut your account down. They can't do any of that. And when you're doing transactions, as long as you're moving with technology, you can move money as fast as you want. I don't know how many of you consistently do wires or have a check that's a certain size and have to deal with how many days goes by or hours that goes by before that transaction is actually done. Well, in what we're going to talk about today, all of that evaporates. It just disappears. So technology is definitely here to really support us in a way that has never been done before. Now, for you that may be on the call for the first time, or maybe, you know, you haven't really maybe moved forward in the industry, maybe you're still hesitant, I want to give some information today just to kind of give you that little nudge, maybe that little boost to really get you into the marketplace, just so that you have an understanding on how really big this can actually be in the space that we're in. But let's just utilize the first currency that came out, digital currency that came out, that was recognized and one that started to really take off. Let's look at Bitcoin, for instance, right? We know with Bitcoin, it started really 2009, 2010. That's really when things really got out there. But we recognized that even in the earlier part of currency in the crypto space, even that really early part, we started to see some really unique things. Even if you look at 2009 to 2011, yes, it started below 1 cent. You know, many, many people started right around that 0.008 mark. But look at what happened just in the 3 years. You know, we saw that currency hit a dollar. And that's pretty magnificent. If you kind of think about coming in at less than a cent, let's just say 1 cent, all you had to do to double your money was go from 1 cent to 2 cents. 2 cents to 4 cents, 4 cents to 8 cents, and beyond. But just look at the doubling impact of it just getting to a dollar. Just take some time. I really encourage you to take some time, because sometimes when you slow things down and you just really do the math on something, it can really inspire you to understand how big of a marketplace we're in, right? But then by 2012, it went to 1345, which is 185% that year that it moved. And then by year five, this is when I started noticing a lot more people connecting with me, talking to me, because we saw the market go from $13 to $1,100. Now, this was really important. This is where my blueprint comes in. So this is the time that you're taking notes. Make sure that you kind of understand. Now, I can't give you financial advice, and I'm definitely not a CPA, but I am a person that's been in the industry for a long time, and I use these type of blueprints as ideas, not something that you have to do. But if you just look at, 50,000 tokens, and, you know, some people may say, hey, that seemed like that would have been a lot of money, 50,000 coins of Bitcoin. No, it really wasn't, actually. It was only $500. But if you just take $500, you would have ended up with 50,000 tokens at that time. And if you just waited to that 2012, that fourth year, you would have gotten to $1,345 per coin. But just 1 year later, you would have been able to hit 1,100%. So, you know, when I was really looking at it, my approach was to, you know, wait for it to get to $100. I thought that was pretty magnificent, just getting to $100, because my 50,000 coins, Bitcoins at that time, would be $5 million. But that's not what happened in year five. it actually blew everybody's mind. And instead of that amount being 5 million, it ended up being actually 50 million. So why I'm saying this is that sometimes when you make a plan, currency has a tendency to just go right by it. It just can go right by it and have you just baffled, like where you're like, wow, I mean, I can't believe what just happened this year. So a lot of people, many people I knew, they just kind of exited. They're like, okay, that's enough. I'm not going to really do anything more. But unfortunately, the biggest move hadn't really occurred yet. And this call, I really want to talk about holding. I really want to talk about the 7 and 8 year mark. It's something that even within our platform, it's just absolutely absurd. And we're going to really discuss that just a little bit, just so that you can understand patience and just letting the time come, you know. The years are going to come anyway. You know, no one's guaranteed to live the next day, but, you know, in our minds, the next 3, 5, 8 years are going to happen anyway. So not, why not have your mind set on the bigger picture, right? You know, sometimes the artist may draw something and you just see a piece of it. You know, days later or maybe even months later, you come back and the picture is just so different than what you ever imagined it. You never thought that the picture was going to turn out, even if you're a big person with puzzles. And maybe you didn't have a picture of the puzzle, but you just start putting it together. You start seeing things happening, but you're just like, I wonder what this picture is going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what currency and money is like. The people who are patient and allow time to go by are the ones that always create the most income. And I want you to really check that. Think about all of the top people in the world and just look at what their accomplishments are when they actually just stayed in the game, right? That's really my secret. My secret, you know, starting in 2008 and 2009 wasn't just being a day trader or watching funds coming in. It was becoming that person that had patience enough to say, I'm just going to allow things to grow. Well, what do I mean by that? So for y'all that are new on the call, maybe you haven't heard this formula, but by the time 2017 hit, this is 8 years, y'all. This is 8 years. You're going to come anyway. That $500 turned into $1 billion. And that is something extremely significant. In everything that we're doing, we just have to allow time. Give it a time. Some of the most incredible people in the world, success didn't come even after 99th try. Some of it came on their 100th try, 1,000th try. But when they got to that point, was it worth it? And yes, it's absolutely worth it. You know, when we look at what we're getting into now, which is the nodes, the node industry, which is part of the mining industry, is so significant. I actually was looking at an article today because of the new people. I'm going to discuss some of these new people. New groups that are coming in, pretty much locking in that this is going to be here forever now. It's going to always be around. The technology is going to be around. When you start to look at the article today, they have already stated that they have reevaluated the numbers with the groups that are coming in now. And they're saying through that mining process, we're going to see it, Bitcoin hit $1 trillion. In the future. This is an article that just came out today, very valuable, very accurate information, has a lot of formulas in it just to kind of help you to understand why they came up with that number. Because you got to understand, anything that's limited, you know, when you think about fiat, you think about money out there, it's just being printed. So the value lowers day after day after day. Every time they turn that press on and they run it, they're actually diluting the value of money. But when you look at currency, and right now we're talking about Bitcoin as an example, you're talking about only 21 million coins. Ladies and gentlemen, what that means is it's scarce. It's not that many of them. And so as time goes by, the value is going to start to exploding, right? It's just going to start exploding. And that's one of the big things that we're recognizing. Jane talked about nodes. let's talk about what a node is. I'm going to actually give the definition, and then I'm going to spend some time just to kind of clear it up a little bit for you, just to give you an idea of what it is, because it can be kind of confusing. This information can be a little bit hard to understand, but we're just going to take it from Bitcoin standpoint. What we're talking about is not Bitcoin today, by the way. We're just talking about it because it's an example. It gives us a study. It gives us some evidence of where things can go. No guarantees, but it gives us evidence, right? So a node is simply a computer that runs the Bitcoin software. In this case, it's going to be the Fincoin. It's going to be called the final chain, right? That's what we're going to be talking about later. Bitcoin nodes can send and receive transactions with other nodes in the network and verify, I want to stress this, verify their validation or validity. Bitcoin nodes cooperate with Bitcoin miners to maintain the integrity of the system. First, nodes broadcast and relay transactions to other nodes and miners. So let's clean this up a little bit. If this is the first time on the call, what is this? Right now, if you do a wire, okay, and I'm just trying to use things that we kind of understand, some things we kind of know about. But let's just say I do a wire to Jane. And, you know, Jane wants to receive a certain amount. I need to send her a certain amount. And so that wire, you go to the bank, they set it up, they shoot the wire, got to be confirmed through the Federal Reserve. It's got to go through all of these different things. And then hour or two later, then, of course, the digital transaction happens. You know, I want you to understand that no money really moves. It's not like the armored truck went from one bank to another bank, right? We know it's just a digital number that kind of goes through and the wire's done, and now you have that amount of money in your bank account. If you don't believe that, go to the bank and ask for $300,000 and see if it's there. It's not going to be there, ladies and gentlemen. The money's not there. It's literally going to have to be ordered. I have done this, and so I know that the money really didn't move. It's just a transaction that moved from person to person. It's a digital transaction. It pretty much goes from one person, and now Jane has that income in her bank. Well, now we understand that. Now that we all know that there's no armored trucks in a couple hours going from one bank to another bank, and we know that it's a digital form, then we can start to understand this node transaction. So what happens is, you know, I decide that I want to send through my wallet currency to Jane. But now instead of it being a third party being involved, where all the problems come, where all the fraud comes in this whole process, it actually is verified to the whole entire platform. Just imagine if you had the opportunity to send something where everyone can verify the transaction and know that it's a real transaction. So it's not just going through a third party, but it's going to the whole interface. And everyone on that interface gets to be able to see that that transaction is valid. And you can see, you can actually, if it's on Ethereum, for instance, you can see on Etherscan, right? You can actually see that transaction went through and it was a valid transaction. It was confirmed. So that's really, in essence, a little bit about the node, that as the transaction is going to Jane, it's being validated. And that node that we have, the node that we're purchasing, is the validation of that transaction, and we get rewarded for it. So what has changed from the IMC token that we started with to where we are now? We're now in a situation that no matter if the market goes up or down, every 6 hours, 4 days, four times a day, every 6 hours, four times a day, you're being rewarded with the final coin. So that means while you're sleeping, you're still getting paid. This is something that passively happens all throughout the day. Now, we have five exchanges that we're going to be on. So for individuals that are interested, we're going to give you information on how to get back with us. But we are going to be on five exchanges. These five exchanges are one of the top, really the top five exchanges. There's three of them that we're going to be working with right out of the gate. But three of them, we're going to be actually on these exchanges. The final coin is going to be there, and we're going to be validating these transactions going back and forth through the blockchain. Now, the blockchain is another situation that some people may not understand, and I'm not going to go too deep on a lot of terminology, but, you know, just Google blockchain, look it up, And basically, it's kind of like the whole mechanism of a bank, the whole procedure, but being in a technical in a technology space. So it gives us the ability to do these transactions on the blockchain. This is where all of it's everything's happening. The whole transaction is happening through the blockchain. That's what's making it possible. That's what's allowing all of us to be able to verify that these transactions that are actually happening. So no one gets to cheat, and there is no duplication of coins. So no one is going to be able to duplicate Bitcoin. And so someone's like, okay, 21 million of them, can they be duplicated? No. And that's what the system does. It stops the duplication, and it stops the fraud. It stops people from being able to do what they're doing with money now, like counterfeiting. Right now, people are counterfeiting money right as we speak. But on this platform, because it's on the blockchain, it doesn't allow for counterfeiting. It doesn't allow of duplication. It doesn't allow for any of that. Now, are all blockchains created equal? No. We understand with the Bitcoin blockchain, it does about 1 to 2 transactions every 15 seconds. Ethereum does 3 to 4, does 2 to 5 every 5 seconds. And ours, the reason why this is such a big deal and why everybody needs to really get activated in it, because yes, we're at the lowest amount, but also it's because we can do 1 million TPSs, 1 million transactions per second with this blockchain. Now, why that's so valuable is because it's not just about us, but it's about the millions soon, different groups out there that have tokens, have coins, and they're looking for a platform that can be fast enough for what they're doing, like the gaming industry, like the NFT industry. It needs to move faster, so we have something that's fast enough to work with those individuals. Now, the thing is this, because we're doing this, the energy has to be addressed. So when they're doing their transaction, they're going to need the final coin. They're going to need our final chain blockchain to make these transactions go through, and thus our final coin that we're getting rewarded with goes up in price because of all the use and usability. Now, the reason why it's important for us to get on these exchanges is because the more transactions, like myself and Jane, and now more other people doing transactions, we're getting rewarded with the validation, and we're getting paid again every 6 hours 4 times a day. So ladies and gentlemen, that's really what we have here. It's something that's highly impactful. So sometimes people ask me, well, I know that the nodes is part of the mining part to create more coins and things and transactions, but what does that look like? Well, a Bitcoin miner, just per day, if you're in the mining portion, you can make $20 million worth of Bitcoin per day. That's what's currently happening. $20 million worth of Bitcoin per day. So in a month's period, you're talking about $600 million per month. But instead of you having to go out there and buy mining equipment that can be very expensive, especially the one that we're dealing with now because of the technology, you're able to purchase like a percentage of the node. So each one of our nodes that we have, they're named differently, but each node total is 1 million per node. We're starting with 35 nodes, which is equivalent to 35 million. So in essence, you have the opportunity to be in front of everybody. Right now, people can't even get the thin coin right now. That hasn't came out yet. Right now, the only place that you can get thin coin is from us. And I'm not talking about purchasing it, like the IMC token, but no, I'm talking about if you had IMC token, you could actually do some converting. But up to this point, people are not even yet able to buy it right now. That's how early we are. So talk about being in the right place at the right time. When I'm on these calls, I'm actually giving information about things that sometimes haven't even hit the market yet. And when it does hit the market and people realize what it is, instead of you being the person that is paying the person that came in early out, and what I mean by that is when people came in 2017, they were cashing me out at 2009. So when I started to want to pull some of my money out in increments, in percentages, they were actually paying the price to pretty much, you know, cast me out at that time. Because I'm a purchaser at 0.008. They're purchasing it at 20,000. So when I want to liquidate, the individuals who are coming at 20,000 are liquidating me, but now they have to wait for the price to go up before they can actually start to liquidate. They may have to wait for it to go from 20 to 40, 40 to 80, whatever they're looking for. They have to wait a lot longer where I'm actually cashing out some of my coins earlier. And that's really the great thing about this. When you know about something early, you have more opportunity to make more income and be able to cash out earlier, because a lot of times people don't know about what you're talking about. And these are the type of opportunities. So I hope some of these numbers are not too staggering for you, but they're real numbers. For example, another real number is that if you would have started back in 2009 with me at 0.008, you would be up right now over 2 million percent. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's out there right now that can give you a return in 8 years at 2 million percent. This is huge. So, again, I mean, I figured we're going to start timing in soon, right? It's just crazy. It's just crazy. But I do want to just kind of give you some ammunition, because I know a lot of times people are going through a lot of pressure. We're living in a time right now that a lot of pressure is on people today. And a lot of people around you may be thinking that they're trying to help you out. They're saying to you, get out, sell, get what you can. That's what you may be dealing with right now. But this is the information that you need to have so that when they're talking to you, you can look them in the eye with confidence and say, this is why I'm staying in. Has nothing to do with our relationship. I'm not emotional about this. This is why I'm sticking and staying. So let me give you a few things more, and then we'll finish up. But I just want you to understand something here. When these type of individuals hit the market, it's not any longer if this is going to be powerful. They by themselves can move the market. We call them whales. They can move the market on their own initiative, okay? For instance, just recently, and I talked about this the last time, and I hope you did your own due diligence on this, but BlackRock, which is the largest asset manager, they have $10 trillion assets under management. If they just did 20% of the value that they have, which is what Fidelity is doing, by the way, I know you probably heard about that, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit. They're putting 20% or allowing 20% of the funds from their clients to go into crypto. Ladies and gentlemen, just BlackRock alone can actually cause Bitcoin to go almost to $200,000 to $300,000 in just a blink of your finger. Just snapping your finger, they can do that. And Larry Fink has already said that he is coming in. He's doubling up. So it's not if the market's going to go up anymore. It's just when. That's all it is. They did a partnership with Coinbase. And if you look at Aladdin, which is the investment technology that BlackRock has, that technology actually has $21.6 trillion. So ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you that we're locked in now for good, we are absolutely locked in for good just with one company, BlackRock. But earlier in the year, Fidelity came out at their $11.2, $11.3 trillion, and they're saying we're going to allow 20% of our clients' assets to be put into cryptocurrency. Again, if you just look at those two, what is the price tag of Bitcoin going to get to? Well, that's why it's not surprising today that we have new calculations, people coming out and saying that Bitcoin could possibly hit $1 trillion. Now, am I saying to go out there and buy Bitcoin right now? No, I wouldn't buy Bitcoin right now. I would have bought it years ago, but not right now, because there's other currencies out there like the one we're talking about right now that are very, very low and takes a lot less time to double, triple, quadruple, and go even higher. Now, because our technology is faster and because our technology solves more problems, then that means we're in a situation that just like AOL in Google, when Google came out, it knocked AOL out, right, because of the technology. As our technology comes out, as people start to understand it, then people are going to start shifting to where things are more valuable, more helpful, right? And then the last things I want to talk about is looking at countries' perspectives. There's about 105 countries, 95% of the countries' percent right now are completely going to cryptocurrency, digital currency at this time. We're watching companies like the NBA and NFL right now, multi-billion and really some trillion-dollar companies now partnering in the crypto space. We've watched states like Fort Worth actually saying we're mining Bitcoin right now. You know, we have Wyoming actually saying we are going to be the first state with digital currency. So what this really is translating to is you want to strike this when it's early, as early as you can. And so the opportunity that we have right now is not, you know, cryptocurrency. That's what you're going to get rewarded with. But we're talking about the operation of it. We're talking about the validation of it, something that no matter what has to happen. This is not something that we think if it's going to happen, it has to happen. So some people may say, oh, y'all are just getting started. No, this project has been going for 5 years, and now it's out in the public realm. They've been mining for the last 3 years. So it's nothing new about what we're doing. This is going to happen no matter what. So it's with us or without us, it's going to happen. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency grew with or without some people. Some people still haven't got it, but it's still growing no matter what, right? So the whole thing is get the education. Right now we have valuable education for individuals that know nothing about this space. They can now get in, get their education, and know how to handle this so that as the years go by, you're not in a situation where you didn't jump in or you didn't get started, and now you're hearing about friends, family, different people that did, but you didn't make that move. And that's really what this call is all about. Getting mm-hmm. the individuals to become the first movers. First movers sure. always create the most money in the last movers, right? You want to get used right. to becoming the first movers in this. So with that being said, I want to give it back to Jane. I know I have to give some information for sure. you to connect with me, but I just wanted to lay yes. that foundation out again because I know people are looking at the market and not sure where things right. are going, but I just want to firm it up a little bit just to make sure they have confidence. And, you know, sure. can move forward. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I think before you give your info, I know that Zora, are you still here? Hello, Zora. Maybe Zora's got, you know, it's always nice to be able to get some confirmation coming in from Zora. And so, therefore, it's valuable as well. And I'll tell you guys that information. I want you to be able to go back
mm-hmm.
and go back. Everyone needs to go back and re-listen to this call because there's a lot of information here. and that's why at the very beginning, Michael said, "Okay, take your notebooks out and
Hello?
To re-listen to this call." So Zora is here. So Zora, tell us a little bit about the nodes. How do you see that playing out for everyone in the near future here that Michael is talking about?
If you can afford it, do it.
So this is a positive, it's a positive process, right?
Move. Yes, it is.
It is. Because, you know, eventually,
of course.
You know, down the road, of course. So, because I know otherwise we would not have invested if it hadn't been, you know, from what Michael has been telling us and that it works. And he's always looking out for us. He's looking out for everyone because that's who he is. He's here to help the world. And helping all of those that are not informed, like many of us aren't. And this is, and we just really do appreciate what he does And, you know, when he gets a backing from Zora, you know, whether it's products or whether it's financial, you know, then we say, okay, let's go, Michael. We'll go ahead and do it. But this sounds like an amazing, this is an amazing venture and or investment. So with that being said, Zora already has endorsed it. Hey, was there anything else you wanted to say regarding this, Zora?
Michael, I believe Zoraya would like to talk with you.
Sure.
Well, we
definitely.
Okay. All right. With that
after this
said,
call,
go ahead,
of course.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and, Michael, go ahead and
are there any
let
questions
everyone
for
know.
Michael?
No, we have another guest already that's online. So we're going to have a special call. I'm going to find out, you know, what day that is this coming week when we can actually have some Q&A with Michael if he's available. But
yeah,
meantime,
I would say
Yeah,
I would say a great thing to do. We have calls every day on our platform.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's like literally every day. And lots of time to do Q&A and get further information. So I don't want people to feel that, you know, you have to do it on this call because we do have so many opportunities to get questions answered as well. Okay?
Okay. So
and tell them how to reach you.
I can hear.
Yeah, Zora said sometimes it's difficult to try to get a hold of you.
Oh, no. Actually, so, if you just text. Yeah, if you just text or email, I will always get back.
Right.
So it may not be a call direct in because I may be in meetings, but if you text, I'm going to get back with you definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, Michael, go ahead and give everyone your information again. Sure.
So what you want to do is first you want to text free. That always establishes that I know it came from this group. And it also allows me to know how to address it. So definitely free. You want to put your first name, your last name, city, state, country, if you can do that. And, you know, that's pretty much what we really need when you text. Because if you text, I'm going to have your number. If you have somewhere else you want me to call you, just put that in there. But that would be the most important thing. So you want to text 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And again, text free. First and last name. Email is always great. And you want to put in your state, your country, and your city. All of that would be really helpful just so I can kind of know time frames. And I know some people may not be able to do texting. Maybe they're using a landline. So you can also do email.
Right.
So you can do an email at okaymrandrews@gmail.com. So that's okaymrandrews@gmail.com. Again, that's okaymrandrews@gmail.com, and it's exact same in the subject line, put free, and then put that information in, and then I'll be able to connect back with you and get with you about whatever it may be, okay?
Okay. All right, everybody. You've got the information, and please do re-listen to this part of the call, you know, about, you know, the nodes and everything that's involved in it. It's an amazing way of, again, blessing yourselves and others during these times, and because it is part of our transition to be able to understand this part of what is happening in many, many countries already. Many of them already are utilizing cryptocurrencies, and we're pretty behind the eight ball, I think is what people normally say. So with that being said, again, Michael, thank you. We appreciate you very much for coming on our call today and doing all that educating. So thank you. And we do love and appreciate you. Thank you for today.
Love you as well, and I look forward to talking to you later.
Okay. And Michael?
You bet.
Yes.
Okay.
And Michael?
Hey, Zoraya, we have another guest coming up now.
If you can, call me sometime today.
Yes.
Yes,
sounds good.
We will. Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. If you don't, people don't have their glass of water or tea or whatever you're drinking, not alcoholic, so go ahead and do that for yourselves. And we have our very special first-time guest on our call today. Let me go ahead and call him in, and let's go from there. All right, everybody. It's a fun-filled, informational, uplifting call, as always. Oh, hold on. I got to get my computer here to working correctly. It's been really good today. You've been really, really good today. Keep it up.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Jack and David
Stella?
Yes, how are you doing?
Oh, we're so good. We miss you. And we so appreciate you being here on our call today. You have the audience already waiting to hear you.
Beautiful. Well, I'm glad to be here.
Okay. So I want to just give a little short intro, and then you can. I'd like for you, we'll just go ahead and do kind of like an interview with you. So Dr. David and Dr. Zoris already has just spoken about you just earlier in regards to the EE system. And so people kind of know slightly a little bit about the EE system, but I want to let people know that we met Dr. David Stella and his staff. This is probably about 3 years ago, three weeks or so ago. We went into this EE system, which is the enhanced energy system that he has in place. And it's a truly, truly amazing, uplifting, and healing. And that's just saying it, you know, that's simplifying the system. But Dr. David Stella is a chiropractor who practices functional medicine as well as even energy medicine. So when you go into his office, it's a beautiful office. He's got some really great, caring staff. He's very so heart-centered. And we just really, truly appreciate what he has, what he does in his own chiropractic, functional, and energy medicine practice, but also that he has this EE system in place. So you've been doing chiropractic, functional, energy medicine for quite some time. Maybe you could tell our audience a little bit more about yourself and what you do.
Oh. Beautiful. Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you for that. Well, I'm 54 years old. I've been really tapping into energy since I was 14, reading books about the kahunas and how they produce energy, how they're connected to their source. And so I have had a very direct connection to energy, but didn't really understand anything about it. There was not really any books to learn. And when I got into a car accident, I decided, you know, I'll go to a chiropractor. And then after going to a chiropractor, I thought this is a good way, hands-on healing. This would be a good just door to open to get me into some of the other things that I just have no idea about, but the hands-on healing I'm interested in. So as a chiropractor of 24 years, you know, working with people that have had traumas, working with people with traumas on a physical basis could only get them so far. Like there was only so much to do, but there was so much more to do on an energy level. So physically getting people better, getting their inflammation down, getting toxins out of their body, improving their immune system, are the three fundamental things that I focused on the physical level. Like, let's stop eating things that don't make sense, like soy, gluten, dairy. Let's eat things from the earth. Let's get the toxins out of our body, you know, cilantro, spirulina, things that you can eat and buy at the grocery store that pull metals out. Decrease your toxins because this eventually will increase the frequency of your body. And that's what we're here to do, is increase the frequency of our body. And then work with getting viruses out, bacteria out that aren't in our highest and best, and parasites out. And working with energy sort of in the background in the last 10 years has really come to flourishing in the way where I can really connect to removing the unseen out of people's bodies, traumas, and things that, you know, self-talk, things that create densities in the body that also create disease. So basically I've put together all these things in the office, infrared light, lymphatic drainage, different frequencies machines. And this was all really to build up to this EE system, because working with the physical, we got that down. We got the infrared light. We got the lymphatic machines. We got the frequency machines. We got all that. We got ways to get the toxins out of the body. Again, all this is to increase our frequency. We have the knowledge now that our words mean something. Our thoughts mean something. They land on us. They land on the earth. And we're all, you know, 70% water. So a frequency of our thought and our word are so important. So everything we say and everything we think matters, right? And then the EE system comes along, and pretty much, you know, I've had the system for a little over 2 months now, but I've been in the business of energy for a long time. And I had never heard of it up until, you know, 2.5, 3 months ago. And then when I heard of it, I tap in and I ask, you know, is this a contribution to me? And I got like a light feeling, which is the truth. And I said, is this a contribution to others? And I got a light feeling. And, you know, she has different panels, Dr. Sandra does. There's an 8 panel, there's a 4, an 8, a, you know, 12, a 16, a 20, a 24. And it can go up even more now. And I really just sort of tapped into what was the highest and best for me. So that was the 24 unit system. And I asked her how much it was, and she told me, and I barely had enough in the bank. I mean, I'm looking at the bank, I'm going, how am I going to do this? You know, and my partner, Gina, my lover, I'm like, babe, you might have to make, you know, rent this month, because you know, it was the 20th of June, and I'm like, you know, payroll, all this stuff, you're going to have to cover me, honey, because I'm making the biggest leap of faith I've ever made, ever. Like, I've always sort of planned things out, but I knew in my heart that this had to be done. I mean, I knew in my heart that this needed to be done. And, you know, the universe, divine timing, it all happened so fast, I can't even tell you how fast it went. And before I know it, it's in my office. Our phone systems aren't really set up for it. Our scheduling system isn't set up for it. You know, nothing was really set up. But I already have a busy practice. And to add a whole other practice to this practice was new. And we've done it. I mean, we've, like you said, we have an amazing staff. They're caring people. Yes. They're just energy people. They don't even know they're energy people until they started working with me.
Right. They are.
Beautiful people. And we meet the most amazing people like you and Billy, you know, and eventually Zorro there. Wow, what an activation for me, you know. It was, I can't even tell you the activation that happened, you know, bringing the Arcturians in and helping me remove separation energies. I mean, this, because I was already able to do it, but with you guys, I can do it with what you told me, I can do it way easier. But with the system, I'll talk about the system really quick, because the system is magical. It won't make sense to a typical, you know, person that follows how healing processes happen. Okay, it just doesn't, because we've had a person with bleeding eczema. You know, she's a patient of mine. We've got her, you know, alkaline, got minerals in her body. She's very stable, but she still has this, you know, bleeding eczema on her skin. Okay. And she's a member in the office, and we give members a few hours in the system per month. So she went in there for about a half hour.
Nice.
And the next day, her skin was 60% improved. Now,
blown away because, I mean, we've worked with her, you know, we've done some amazing things with her, but the skin, we weren't helping. There was nothing we were doing with the skin. Then she goes in there for another hour, and her skin is about 90% healed.
Wow.
Now, this is something that you can't explain because you would see typically how things work, and it, you know, it takes time to practice. It just doesn't work in that realm. My mom comes
right.
to town. My mom hasn't been to town in 30 years. We usually see her. We go to Prescott, see her. She doesn't travel. You know, she's very, she likes a very simple lifestyle, doesn't like traffic,
mm-hmm.
doesn't like a stop sign. Well, she comes to town with her boyfriend, who is a fisherman. He owns a fishing shop. He's 70 years old, gout. He's got pain
uh-huh.
everywhere. He's got knee surgery, replacements, everything. And drives mom up. They get to town. Right when they get to town, she comes to the office. And you know, we got her appointment for 2 hours. And then I asked
uh-huh.
Pat, I said, Pat, are you going to jump in? And Pat goes, well, not maybe tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, come in tomorrow. You know, we have no idea what this is, right? So
right.
the next day comes 2 hours. As soon as he walks in the chamber where these 24, basically the TV screens, basically with these
right.
encoded quantum, physics in there, their quantum algorithms, his skin goes, like, I feel these tinglings on my arm. And I'm like, okay, Pat, have a good time in here. And he's bewildered at best. He
uh-huh.
knows nothing about energy or nothing about anything. He's just a real down-to-earth, guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3 days later, he does 2 hours a day. He comes to me, and with the most gratitude, he says, you know, I never thought that my joint pain would ever go away. He says, I have no pain in my hands. And he was limping when he walked in, and he was walking normally when he walked out. I mean, so I know it works. People that watch the videos, the interviews, and watch the YouTubes, I mean, you really could get into a place where you have high expectations. But you have someone that knows nothing about it. That's where the truth for me is for people.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you want to see how people respond to it that know nothing about it. They have no preconceived notions or expectations or anything. And I've had this multiple times where wives will bring their husband, drag their husband basically in, and the husbands will go in, and I can't get rid of them. I mean, they won't leave. I had this guy, literally almost 80 years old. He lost his luggage, lost his medication. They wanted to leave the next day. They were like, you know, I don't have my medications. They lost my luggage. Grumpy guy. And I'm like, are you going to at least try it before you leave? Because his wife was down. I mean, this is why you came.
Sure.
And he says, you know, maybe. And I says, are you going to walk in with that bad attitude? And he goes, no. And literally, like 15 days later, they leave, you know. I mean, he's got two pairs of shorts. He's like wearing his shorts. He's like, you know, like hop, skipping, and jumping through the halls. I mean, literally hugging everybody.
Yeah.
And this was the most, disgusted guy when he walked in the office.
That's a beautiful testimony.
Story after story like that.
Yes, I know you have a ton already within the past 2.5 months or so of testimonies for people. But before we go into more testimonies, tell us what the process is for your office in terms of how can they go in, maybe a little bit about the price as well, and what they need to do. Okay, that kind of practical, the protocol.
Okay,
the
business is Las Vegas Holistic Center.com. So you go to Las Vegas Holistic Center. There's a booking site there. You can watch the interview if you haven't already watched it. So you have some sort of notion, what this is all about. We have only got people in from Dr. Sandra's site, EE Systems, or Jason Shurka's site, Unified Network. Those I have done no advertising in town. Everyone comes in from those two sites. They go to my site, Las Vegas Holistic Center, and they book it. So being a part of Unified, we cap our prices at $60. So nobody who has a system that belongs to Unified can charge over that. And whether you have an 8-unit system, a 16, or a 24, we all have the same prices. We do go down if people want to buy packages of 20, then it goes to $50 a session, and lower if you buy 30, hour sessions.
Okay.
Best thing to do is book the first thing online, and then we'll call you, and we will have Joyce or Lily or Gina sit down with you and see what is the best for you, tapping into your intuition, what your body requires. Again, we don't want to diagnose you, cure you. You know, that this is a healing, non-medical device. So we're playing with what's your intuition? What feels best for you? Are you coming from out of town? You want to do 20, 30 hours? Does that feel light to you? We always go with what the truth is of your body. So we're tapping into the truth of what your body says. Yeah, that sounds good for me. There are eight units. In town, there's 16 units in town, and some people test lighter for those systems. So, just because it's a 24 doesn't mean the more is better. You have to really kind of tap into what is best for you, what feels the lightest for you. And then when you come to town, the main thing is to be open to receive. And this is a big deal. Most people really have learned how not to receive from their ancestors. Someone in the line, they've learned how not to receive. Well, you want to ask your ancestors, show me how to receive the highest and best, my highest healing for my body. Show me how to remove anything that's not my highest and best. Ancestors are amazing for this. So when people walk in the room, they're able to receive what is going to happen to them. One is very, very open to this frequency. And just allow, when she's saying, go deep, ask a question, and listen is what Dr. Sandra says. Go deep, ask a question, and listen. And really, so scalar energy is very interesting because you can sit in this, you can sit there for an hour. She recommends 2 hours to kind of go through the full reset. You can sit in there for 8 hours if you want to. But the time seems to go by so fast. Like we'll kind of tap your shoulder after 4 hours, and you'll look up and you go, "No, I got the 4-hour session." And we're like, "Yeah, it's been 4 hours. It's time to go." But it's really quite. I mean, when you were sitting in there, time goes by very fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do people usually, is it suggested that when you're so you go into this room and you've got these monitors. How many monitors are there on each of the corners?
Yeah. So you got four pillars and they surround the room. So you got one in each corner and each pillar has six panels. And so, so there's 24 panels. And these panels are emitting photons, and your DNA is biophotonic. It's made of photons. So with these emissions of photons and the scalar energy being able to penetrate into your cells, you're really getting things on a cellular level. Now, you can have 10 people with the same thing and have different results. It's very interesting what it decides to do with an individual person. You may go in expecting it to do one thing, and it can do completely something different. So I have a 24 system, and it emits these photons. These are TV screens. There's zero net detriment of radiation. They've done studies with these panels. There's no radiation that is harmful that's coming off of these panels. So if you haven't done your research, you look at the panels and you go, well, that's a lot of TV screens. Isn't that going to hurt me? They have done studies where there's zero net
right.
Detriment of radiation. You're sitting in this field that feels tingly to you, and it kind of works through your body. You'll feel the densities through your body sort of disintegrate. It's really quite something. Your brain, your circulation, all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so when they go in, okay, so here you go to the front desk. You sign your name on the sign up sheet, and then you will. Then do they go? I mean, then you will be led over there to the room where the monitors are, right?
Right, yeah, and you're going to we're going to have you sign in and have you belong to a professional wellness alliance. It's a membership.
Right.
It's an existential membership. Basically, we are an educational spiritual service. We're not a medical service. So this separates, it protects the patient, the person, and it protects me as well, being part of this special membership. And then we'll walk them. You can bring your pillows, you can bring your blankets, you can bring your earpieces if you want, you can bring your eye mask. We provide all those for you if you don't have them. And then you turn off your cell phones, you don't bring a book, because the more you go down, the more you can get into this delta theta state, the more you can reset your DNA. So the idea is just to turn everything off. And it's amazing because the cell phones will still go off. And I thank, Billy for really getting on me on that, because after you guys talked to me about that, we put it out there that there's no cell phones in this place, because people are very sensitive. If someone looks at a cell phone, I can feel it. And I know Billy can too. So that was really, really important for me to hear that, man. And that was no cell phones. Nothing.
Right.
And that's what we'll do. We'll go back in the back in this room. It's about 500 square feet. And you basically lay in these zero gravity chairs. We have about 8 to 10 chairs back there. And you lay back.
Hey, Dr. Stella, so people don't know what a gravity chair is. So, go ahead, explain that to them.
It's like a lounge chair that you can lean back and your legs are bent. Almost in a 45 to 90 degree angle, and you're basically, the weight is being distributed through your body evenly, so there's not one spot that's taking more weight on than another. So it's a very comfortable way to lay back, where you're supported. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, a lot of people also find themselves sleeping during that entire time.
Yes. Lots of people snore. They don't even know it.
So what happens when people are sleeping? I think people need to know that they don't have to stay awake during that entire time.
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
If you can fall asleep, that's even better. Like when I would do energy work, the person usually goes to sleep pretty quickly. I can do... there's more things that will leave that they're not attached to. So adamantly. So when people do sleep, it's a very, very good thing. For me, I go into almost the sleep, and I love it there because I'm floating in space, basically, and I'm just being the observer of where the energy is going, and any sort of messages that come to me. So I play around with it. Some days I want to go to sleep. And some days I want to ask questions and get some wisdom. Yeah. I want to ask questions and see what comes to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to let people know. So Billy and I went in there. I'm just going to give my personal experience. So when we go in there, we're met with these wonderful, very, very friendly, they're like your brother or sister. They're like your sisters. And and welcome. And it's like, it's so, the energy already you could feel when you're going into that area.
Thank you.
And you could feel that also in the who you meet, because they are all about heart, all about welcome, and we're happy to see you, et cetera. So you do all of that. When you go into the room, we put our purses underneath the there's like a stool there where you can put your shoes underneath there, because you need to be comfortable. Wear something that's comfortable, because you're going to be sitting gravity chairs.
Yep.
So you want to be as comfortable as possible. So leave your shoes outside the door. You know, just like for myself, I also said, Billy, don't forget to take off your shoes before you go in the house. So anyway, so then you lay down, and then you could see all of the monitors. You could see all of the different frequencies energies of all of the different monitors, which is really great also. But then you just kind of say, okay, got your blanket, got your pillow. Now, having like a travel pillow is kind of nice also, unless you don't mind, you know, and having a blanket is also okay, but it's not necessary. And you just relax. Always just relax. And that's really it. You just let everything else just happen. And so my experience, I usually sleep like a log, right? But I went into that space, and I couldn't sleep. I just automatically love the energy, you know, kind of coming at me. And I did. Yeah. When I went in, I asked questions. And then I would receive answers, you know, as I'm laying down. And so a lot of it for me was all about releasing at the beginning. So I was crying, but I was relaxing. And then, then I got out of that, and then I started to kind of feel like I was kind of, you know, people were sleeping from what I could feel. And anyways, and then for me, when I got done with it, even the first day, and I'm going to share this with everybody now. I've never really talked about this to anyone until just now. And the reason for that is because I want to share with people how truly amazing and magical and profound this EE system is. So when we first talked with Dr. Stella, even on the phone, you know, just introducing ourselves, I could already, Billy and I could just already automatically feel the high energy level from where he was coming from. We could absolutely feel it just on the phone. So I said, whoa, okay, we got to go down there for sure, right? So anyways, so I'm laying there, I'm going through my process, and I will tell you that when I came out, I felt rejuvenated, I felt healed. Physically, but I didn't know what it was that I was that I had gotten healed from. But anyway, I felt lifted energetically. So that would be like spiritual. Well, I don't want to say mentally, emotionally. I felt like I was high, right? Without
caffeine. No caffeine high.
Caffeine. No cannabis, no nothing,
right.
No alcohol
Clear.
To help me to go. Nothing. All I had was my water that I've been drinking, and I slept like a log before the night before, and I felt so alive. And what I felt is, it's like fully awake. When you're fully awake, what you see in front of you is complete serenity and peace and balance. That's how I felt. That's even after the first day.
Right. Wow.
So that's
how people feel.
So the next day I had prior to, so the, here's my story. Part of the story that I had and why I wanted to go down there is, how does it affect people who have had shedding or worked with people who have had, shedding or, were diagnosed with COVID, et cetera. So, and you guys know that I have a friend that's a chiropractor and works with, and I thought, once in a while I go there to kind of help out at the desk, because I'm a retired nurse, so I can't do anything else but that right now. So anyway, so I go in there, and we were at obviously somebody got something, and then I got it, and so I started to itch all over my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not go away. With all of the high products, high nutritious products that we have on our calls that we always recommend, et cetera, from NanoSoma to Numi, blah, 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 none of them touched me. The only time was able to kind of get rid of it in my body so that I could rest and sleep was if I go into meditation. I leave this, right, and go higher, into a higher frequency, and then that goes away. But then it kept coming up every single day. That happened to me for several months until I got into this EES. The next day, that night, I slept peacefully. I woke up. I had no itching whatsoever in my body. And then whatever mm-hmm. else I was experiencing, all of that was already alleviated. So I'm not telling you that that's gonna what's going to happen to you, but I will tell you, and Dr. Stella will also verify this, the people that have had, you know, shedding or COVID, you know, they go in there and you will be healed.
Yeah, that's the important thing about
our call.
Right, you know, that's what, and it's so true. That's why the salt baths, the baking soda, the borax,
yes.
it pulls right. these things off of your body that would blow your mind. I mean, so it's so important
right.
to do the baths afterwards, so you can get that off of your out of your skin. It is
yeah.
important because it's affecting your
yeah.
immune system.
So I didn't have the salt bath, right? I didn't do that. All I know is that the EES system did that for me. But
yes.
in regards
yes.
to all the toxins that we have within our bodies, the salt baths are always, you know, and he's got all of that there also to be able
right.
to purchase. Besides the bracelets as well as the pendants coming directly from the EE systems. And
right.
and so that it'll really enhance further, you know, after you go into the system to do that for you. I'm sorry. I'm taking it away from you already, Dr. Stella. But
no, I'm happy you shared that because that's really, I think, why the interviews, why there's been this big awareness is because it's required right now. This is not a time to sit on the couch and eat potato chips. This is a time that we have to go, okay, so where am I in my health and wellness? Because, you know, even in the last 3 months with things that have been turned on in our, you know, EMF systems and all the things that were.
Hold on 1 second, everyone. Zuraya, you are off. You know, you're not on mute. You are on mute. You muted. I'm sorry, Dr. Stella. So, Billy, you are unmuted. Check your own earbuds. Because you are
so
on.
So I'm not on mute?
I hear you.
I am on.
Yeah, see, Dr. Stella's
okay.
here.
Dr. Stella.
Hi.
Dr. Stella. tell people on the call here what you experienced when you put on my headband.
That's the other thing, too.
I had to call you as you left because I didn't want you to forget about me because of that, you know, that. You had me put your headband on while I was you know clearing you just for fun there, and when I clear people I get this fuzz sort of through my body and it hits my head and I gotta kind of wipe it off my head constantly, and when I was working with that on people because you allowed me to wear that when I was working on other people. All that energy that was coming off of me, through me, was going right into that headpiece. And I could feel it throbbing into my third eye. Like, I thought I was going to have a bruise there. You know, I felt like I was going to get a little red. I felt all that energy pulsating into that crystal. For me, it is a must for me because – you know, you've been gone for 3 months. I'm wiping my forehead again because I get the fuzz on my forehead constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm clearing so many people a day.
Yeah.
I work on so many people every day. And people have things on their bodies they didn't have 3 years ago. So there is, you know, we're as healers or as people that work with energy, I should say that, we're having to remove more things and more frequencies. And that's sort of why, Dr. Sandra, you know, this is such a gift, too, because we can work on 10 people at a time and 100 people at a time. And because it's not one person working on one person. It's exhausting more now than it ever has been. With that headpiece, though, I can do what I do and then feel like I'm in, you know, feel whole at the end of the day. It is magical. It's a magical piece. I have Vogel crystals, you know, we move things out of people's bodies, but I can't put the Vogel crystal on my third eye. You know, I can't, you know, it's like that would be too heavy. But I can use that headpiece, and any healer or anyone that's in this environment That is a must, in my opinion.
Yeah, that it'll be it's on its way to getting put together for you.
I appreciate
so,
that. No, I was
like,
I hope they don't forget about me because I need that piece. I told Dr. Sandra, I guess I missed dinner with you guys. I said I hope they're gonna give me that you know, I can get that piece through them. I hope they don't forget.
It's
being made for you.
Oh, I appreciate
you.
Thank
for you.
You.
Yeah. So.
And
yeah,
when you get it, of course.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Zarina.
Wait a minute. When you get the piece, when you get the headband, it will have a silver disc in it.
Okay.
But you can you yourself, if you have a gold coin, 1 ounce gold coin, you can replace the silver with the gold.
Okay.
Because the gold has
a
much higher vibration.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Well,
but
I appreciate that.
The silver will work as well.
Okay.
Yeah, of course it
does.
No,
the silver
I'm
will work
to
as well. However, the gold is much more powerful.
Yeah,
so
what's really key, and you know what, you're talking to the choir, Dr. Stella, when you're talking about energy medicine, because that's all we talk about a lot of times is all about how to heal. And we're always working with people and understanding exactly how healing works. So as far as the headband, when you do receive it, there'll be instructions from Christine saying this is what you need to do so that you put your own signature on the headpiece. So when you get it, the one that you wore from Zora is a universal headband, right?
Okay.
So yours will be specifically for you. When you go out into the sun, that's where you just kind of sit in front of the sun, you know, close your eyes if you like, and then just go ahead and just feel that energy going in. And then you're implanting the energies from coming from the sun and your energy, putting that all together for your headband. And it'll be your signature that's basically on it. So it's not
wonderful.
For anybody else except really for you. Okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So going back to the
And we're also sending one to Sandra as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
We haven't told her that yet. Oh, I don't know whether we have. But anyway, so going back to the EE system, we don't know what your schedule looks like, but we can always call, and I'm going to tell people, I'm going to give on right now the numbers that they can call. So the call that I have here for either Lily or for Joyce is 702-352-3021. Now, all of you also can just go ahead and text, your name, your email, your phone number so they can get back to you. That's probably the best way if you can't get through. And, you know, because you guys do that for us because sometimes you can't get through to us. So anyways, just go ahead and text, and then they can call you back, and you'll just say like assistance or like info or something like that, and they can call you back. And again, Dr. David Stella is in Las Vegas. So I know that a few of you are in Vegas.
Oh, beautiful.
Or close to Vegas. So it'll be marvelous. So when you go in, just say, hey, listen, we heard Dr. Stella on our call, Jane and Billy, Zora's call or something like that. And then, you know, they'll know who you are. Oh, you're in Henderson. You're right, in Henderson. But that's right there. It's
close.
Yeah.
And I look forward to anyone that wants to, you know, that is in town, Las Vegas, Henderson. I mean, anywhere near here that want to come by and just see it and look at it, you're welcome to come by. Look at our hours at LasVegasHolisticCenter.com.
Sure.
You'll see our hours. We have a really beautiful place right next to the airport, kind of Russell Sandhill. And it's very quaint and off the busy, you know, path. So it's neat, and I look forward to meeting anyone that wants to come by.
You bet. Okay. All right, everybody. So now, you know, for all of you that didn't get all of that information, is there anything else you wanted to impart to people in regards to the EE system? Here's another question. So when people go in, and it's really not about you know, expectation, although they have already probably some all kinds of illnesses or maladies that they would mm-hmm. like to kind of, you know, get rid of.
Right.
There's also a system there that they can also partake in, and that is to have either a private consultation with you, as well as getting, you know, the system that what is that called again? So they put their hands on the system.
Yeah, that's the BioWell camera, the GDV camera. So
yes. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's really interesting virus. Because it will take a picture of your field, your energetic field. It will take a picture of
right.
your energy, your chakras, your organs. And I can tell you across the board, 90% of the time, people's nervous systems, for most people, they're, you know, if they're not focusing on meditation, they're in this sympathetic fight or flight system. And it's hard to heal your body when you're being chased by a tiger. But when you go into the system and you're just curious to see what's possible, you know, you're just asking what's possible here, you know, that's in my highest and best. After the whole system, after your hour, two or three is over, then we can retest you. And then you can see your nervous system is calmed
right.
down. And that's how you
right.
heal, is keeping your system calm. And I would say that, you know,
right.
the system is magical.
Yes.
You know, and tapping into how much are you able to allow in, like, what, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much can I allow? What's, you know, and so you want to be in the awareness. Are you able to allow? Are you able to receive? Ancestors, show me how
right.
to receive what's in my highest and best. Ask your ancestors. So go in there with this ability to, this feeling of allowing, this curiosity, this ability to receive what is in your highest and best, and to let everything go that is not in your highest and best.
Right.
It's hard to ascend when
exactly.
you're carrying traumas with you, you know. As Dr. Sandra
right,
would
right.
say, love, period, right? Love, period.
Yeah.
We have a conversation,
well,
love, period.
Yeah, that's a Zoris thing as well. So,
good.
So lastly, I think in terms of people going in, you already gave us an idea of this this guy who had some pains, kind of grumpy, and comes out really balanced and really joyful, et cetera. What are some of the other things that people kind of have already had results from?
Well, kidney function improves. Someone had some kidney problems after an injection, so then they got they had a test done. She happened to be a member of the office. She did an hour in the
mm-hmm.
system. Then she had another kidney function test, just happened to have it. And her points went up
mm-hmm.
7 points. And the doctor
wow.
was like, "What? How, you know, this possible?" So that was like a cool thing, because it's hard to kind of get that kidney function test, do the, you know, EE system, and then do another test. I mean, so that happened twice so far, where people's kidneys functioned, improved. People that have had dental surgery, they've in 3 or 4 days showed improvement that was like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks that it should have taken to get that. I mean, the dentists are looking at it like, how is this possible that you could have healed this quickly? Usually it takes 3 to 5 weeks mm-hmm. to heal this fast. So those kinds of things, eyesight, you know, my buddy who's part of Gary Spivey, he's a psychic, he went in there and he just wanted to see what was possible. And he gets out and he looks at his wife's phone, his name is Dean, and he says, "Hey, did you make your screen bigger? Because the letters are more clear." And it was the fact that he could see better, you know, he could see better. And he really knew nothing about it. He didn't want to go in with any preconceived notions. So eyesight's
right,
a big
right.
thing. You know, pain, obviously, the more chronic
right.
the pain, the more improvements.
Right.
I haven't followed up with people that have cancer. One I have, she had a big tumor that kind of came out after 2 weeks after she left. I think the more energy, more people feel like you were just talking about. They feel relaxed but energized. Their skin is tingling. They feel alive. They feel clear. You know, Gary Spivey did read Dean and said, you know, you went really, really high up, you know, spiritually. Like, you went really, really, really. So it kind of, if you're
and
in the spiritual realm, it will take
it
you
does,
higher.
Yeah.
you know,
yes,
which is
does.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, that's right. So, and that's why I also really recommend the EES. For those of you that are really working on becoming more awakened, becoming more enlightened, and being at that what Q calls, you know, that peace energy, that serenity, and be and feeling that oneness and the joy when you just see people and you feel the neutrality and just feeling the camaraderie, and not so much, you know, ecstatic kind of explosive joy.
Right.
It's that peace, mm-hmm. serenity, and just balance. It's great. So
yes.
Anyway.
Yep. Yeah, perfect.
All right. Yeah. So thank you. So well, anyway, you know, we love you. I talked to a couple of my friends. I said, hey, let's get together. Let's go down there together. Make sure you know, Dr. Stella. And of course, I know
love
that
it.
And Zara will probably come by again. So with that, everyone, this is the next best thing. This is the best thing right now for you emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, to assist you dramatically in your healing process.
Amen.
That's it. Amen. And yeah. Then you get Dr. Stella. Amen.
Ah!
There we go. All right. Well, everybody, you already know I'm going to go ahead and put it on the next newsletter, everyone, in terms of how to be able to contact them. Again, I'm going to give you their office number and you're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5?
We're open
right?
from 9 to 6, Saturdays and Sundays
6.
We're open too. We even open it up for overnight now. So we're going for it.
Oh, my gosh,
really?
Whoa.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay. All right, so everyone, the number is, it's in Vegas. If you haven't been to Vegas, this is Henderson next to Vegas, but you don't want to go to you want to just go to Dr. Stella's office
first.
702-352-3021. All right.
Beautiful.
That is that.
Thank you.
All right, Dr.
I appreciate
Stella. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here on our call. Have yourself a fabulous day, and I know we'll be talking to you real soon. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so
Happy
much.
Sunday.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. All right. You bet. Bye-bye. All right. Well, everybody, that was absolutely amazing. So that is the call with Dr. Stella, Dr. David Stella in Las Vegas. And this is about the EE system that we highly, highly recommend for everyone to go to. So, okay. So let's take a few deep breaths and relax. Have your water. And we're going to go forward. We have a half an hour. I made this a three-hour call with Zora. So here we go. All right. Next. So with that, Zoraya, I know that Zora, you're still here, right?
I'm here. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so Zora, we have a few questions coming up, okay? So let's go ahead and get started with our first caller. I know you wanted to talk more also about, I don't know, I can't remember now what our discussion was, but, we were talking about the emergence, and which is going to be, that's going to happen regarding the emergence. Is that going to be in association with the galactic disclosure, right? That works together, or is it
yes.
going to precede it? Okay, at simultaneously, correct?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly. You mean before or after, you think? More before, because you guys are right next door to us. You can come knocking on our doors. Think about that, Zora. You're in charge. You're in charge of Hollow Earth.
I would say it would be after disclosure.
Oh, okay.
Right after disclosure, maybe at the same time.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I don't want to – no dates or anything. You do foresee that the galactic disclosure is before the end of the year, correct?
That is the plan, yes.
That is the plan. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get started with our Q&A. And we have a caller here that is 562 ending in 3425. Hello, 3425. You're on the air with. Yes. And just tell us who you are.
Hi,
please.
Jane and Zora. It's Cindy. How are you?
We're good, Cindy. How can we help you?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is fund Jared's celestial chamber. That's the priority. But my question is, when I buy property in Colorado for my habitat, my sanctuary for nature, I'm going to plant fruit and nut trees because we won't get the replicators for at least another 12 years. So we have to transition that by growing things. When I buy the property, are there going to be state taxes for that?
Are there going to be what?
State taxes on the property? I've never owned
property
ever.
Oh, state taxes.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Colorado. I have no idea.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be post-disclosure, correct? Or post-RV.
Yes, that
right
would be post. Post indeed. Understand, beloved goddess, first off, Jared has in his possession enough currency, foreign currency, Zimbabwe currency, to buy more than he needs to purchase his, what you call, celestial chambers and all of this nature. He has more than enough.
Hooray!
You do not have to fund him.
No.
He already has what he needs.
I do want to help the natives. There are 564 tribes, and they all need help for different reasons.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
A big one. You know.
Yeah. So
there will be
question.
State. Taxes
you wish to help the Native Americans and do so.
Yeah.
Well,
Trump
has a list of projects because Archangel
correct.
Michael said it's the time to do projects has passed. He said work with people that already have projects already. Archangel Michael said that. He told me that three times. And I know Trump has a list of projects, so I want to direct funds to help the natives through his list.
Okay.
To help them that right. way.
So, yeah. So remember, when we go to redemption, Cindy, you're going to be working with your teams. This is not something, you know, because we don't know what next month is going to look like right now. So you're going to, as soon as you go to everyone, when you go to the redemption, you will be working, if you got the sim and you've got some projects, your humanitarian projects, you will be working with your teams, and they will tell you, you know, you'll have people that are in the financial system who understand taxes, you'll have a CPA, you'll have an accountant, you've got all of your team members who you will be asking these questions to. And then
but I don't have a team. I don't have a team. But I don't have a team.
No, but you will. You will. Okay? So phase two of what's coming up in regards to further information, that will be coming up soon. So just hang in there for all of that information. You will have to go through and let your team help you with that. I just kind of want to put a stop on that part of it because we don't have all of the information yet, but know that everything will really work out for you, Cindy, okay?
I love you so much. I love
you,
Zora.
Too.
I love you, Jane. I love you, Sarah.
Okay.
I love you so much. Do you feel the love I send you? I'm smiling
yes,
with love.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, good care. Take care. All right, dear.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now, hold on a minute. Okay, our next caller is 323, ending in 1296.
Yes, this is Gerald, I didn't really raise my hand, and I don't really have a question,
oh.
so Much love to you all, and I'll pass the talking stick. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Gerald. Mm-hmm. All right, our next person is 780 ending in 2255.
Jane? I'm Zora.
Yes.
It's Brenda calling from Canada.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
My question is, a lot of people are touting Lobster, the Stellar Network, and the opportunities with investing in companies that have the Trump has seized their frozen assets from, like Disney and other very large companies. And I'm just wondering what your thought and Zora's thought is in this. How important is it to be invested at this time and into the future?
I know Zora's going to ask you to just kind of repeat that a little bit more simply.
Okay. There's a company, and it's the Lobster Network, and it's backed by Silver and Whiplash 347 particularly, and others are touting that another opportunity for the redistribution of wealth is to invest in companies that Trump has frozen the assets from, and the people will be able to invest in major companies that have been that are cabal, dark, and you know, and so it's kind of a little bit like investing in the stock market. It's not as easy as, say, buying a Zim bond or another currency, or even buying Exelon or XRP. And so, you know, there's only so many hours in a day to go around. And so, like, people say that that's going to be the next big network that, you know, everyone is going to have to learn Lobster. And so I'm just wondering the importance of that. I haven't done it.
Gotcha.
And it's a little more complicated than you know, buying a Zim bond.
Yeah. You bet. Okay. Hey, Zora?
Indeed.
Yeah. Did you understand what Brenda is asking?
What about the Zim bonds?
Yeah, it's not about the Zim bonds.
What is it about?
Is there importance, Zora, in investing in Lobster? It's a platform backed by Silver. There's about five platforms that are coming in. XRP.
I would say this: if you wish to invest, I would invest in what is termed the nodes. It has a much higher return, and it would be much better for you to do that.
Is that what Michael was talking about?
Yeah, that's indeed what he's talking about.
Okay, I just wanted to bring one other point forward. I just looked it up because it's been a while since I studied this, but didn't Michael say towards the end of his time that BlackRock is investing heavily in the nodes, or nodes, however you pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay, because I just pulled it up while I've been listening. And BlackRock is one of two companies that control the planet.
Yeah,
they are cabal.
Yeah. Yeah, but they will also, a lot of the companies that we have out there that are cabal, I mean, we can even talk about, you know, some of the banks, whether it's Chase and, you know, some others, you know, used to be Wells Fargo, and then they removed the people that are the evil or the dark. And so then we could utilize their expertise in that field and continue going forward, but it's going to be only for the good. So, I mean, I'm sure that that's also a possibility as well, you know, for your thought of venture. But, you know, and then as far as BlackRock, you know, they're going to be transformed as well. Everything that is of evil, that is evil in terms of, but you can still utilize the foundation of what it is to help the world versus controlling and corrupting the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really kind of what you're saying as well.
It kind of is, Jen, because, you know, Trump has seen all of the And so, but that is a very time-consuming endeavor. And so
it
I
is.
Just wanted to see what the take was. You know, it's easier to buy XLM, XRP, and just buy a little bit. I'm a big believer of diversification.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I guess it's going to have to, you know, I just know that, you know, partaking of the nodes, you know, from what Michael has, I mean, at least we have information about that, and we know who Michael is, and he's been a player in that particular field for a long time. And he also is on our side in regards to helping more people. And the people that are going to be corrupt, they're going to be out of business anyways, but that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that the name goes away. It's just that the people who are in charge will be good people, not the bad guys. So same thing with Wells Fargo, same thing with Trace, and all the others as well. The central bank.
I understand exactly what you're saying. It's we're in a transition for sure.
We really are.
Did you guys give an update on the RV? I can go back and listen to it if you have. I just have I missed the beginning of the call. I forgot about it.
So just a real quick update on the RV. We know that it is moving forward, that paymasters have been paid. It's a matter of just getting the paymaster to distribute the monies that they have. And as soon as that happens, which has already started, then we're next. So Shelton is looking probably things to be happening this week already. Whether it's our time, we still have people that are ahead of us that still need to be liquidated. But that is coming very, very soon. So even though he may say it's this week, I would probably give it until probably the end of the month and really starting maybe around the 15th or so. So I just be patient because, you know, again, we cannot give specific dates and times just because, you know, we don't know who's looking behind, right, in the shadows.
No.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. I have John on the phone. I have a question. John? I guess not. He's not.
Hello, John.
Now.
Go ahead.
I just took him in earlier, so I'm not sure if he has a question or not.
It's okay.
Question.
All right.
And then
okay,
so
very good.
And on the queen stuff.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Any stuff other than things are moving? Yeah. I mean, it seems like obvious.
Did you?
That would be a
what?
Major mark.
Oh, it is. So I would probably say listen to Q's call yesterday on BBS. That's pretty significant, you know, because we talked about that.
Okay.
And it was also spoken of earlier today as well in terms of the beginning of this call. You have to go and listen to that. Because Zora just talked about that as well. Okay. Very good, Brenda. Take care. Good talking with you. All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. All right, Zora, I think we're ready to maybe move, go talk. What would you like to talk about right now further? You want to talk about the transportation or you want to talk about the emergence?
Would I like to talk about more?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
We could talk about the energy. We could talk about that solar flash that is that's already in the wings here, and it came all the way from the central sun of the universe. You could also talk about all of the different the ships that are really, really encompassing in orbit and are you know, their expectations are real, or anticipation of this disclosure now that is really coming out in the great streams of energies now that are here for everyone. You know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, you could touch on or could discuss. But what seems to be really
What I will touch on is the airships that are in orbit around the Earth. The Yashtar Command allowed NASA satellite that was taking pictures throughout toward outer space, got a glimpse of the Yashtar Command fleet.
Really? Wow. And so
NASA
what now?
Is gravely, completely concerned about that one.
Well, I guess that was a beginning of a wake-up call for them.
Of course.
So since you're talking about NASA, let's go ahead and stay on that topic a little bit. As far as the anti-gravitic ships or scout ships or ships that are around the world, the predominance of what constellation or star are here and are ready and what are they planning on doing soon or they are doing now?
Well, they are waiting for the approval to make their presence known to the world.
So is that still a part of the plan? Is that part of the EBS that Sananda is going to be on all of the different TVs and phones, et cetera, or is that all that does that, is that just for,
it
you
won't
know,
be
the world?
Any, it won't have anything to do with the EBS.
Okay, that's separate. So the EBS is going to start rather quickly anyway. So two questions. One is people are saying that you need to have at least 2 to 3 weeks worth of food. And do you agree with that?
If you desire to then do that, do that.
Do you think it's necessary to do that?
Wouldn't hurt, but I will not say it's a necessity.
Okay, so going back to the galactics that are around in orbit, and they're showing up more often now than before, and of course now we're still talking about disclosure of our ETs and UAPs, and that has to come first, right? That's not disclosure. That has to come more out into the public, correct?
Repeat that again.
I said the UFOs or the UAPs, they have to be coming out prior to disclosure. So people are more aware of them.
No, they're already coming out.
Right.
Well, people have already seen them. More people have seen them.
Okay. And so would you say that for the most part, the Air Force or the military are very aware of them and accepting of all of this?
Oh, yes.
They are. Okay. All right.
Let me also bring in some information out that many people are not aware of. Around the, what you call, around Mars, in orbit around Mars, is a joint country, what you call joint countries. In particular, it's China, Moscow, and Russia, and America. Space station in orbit around Mars. Been there since 1957.
been there since 1957.
Indeed. And periodically, people have seen what you what is termed as what you call rocket ships lifting off from Cape Canaveral different parts of the year. And it is what it is doing is was doing as termed as taking supplies up to that space station that is in orbit around Mars. So NASA has known about Mars and the space station in orbit around it ever since 1957. So what does that tell you about NASA?
A lot of cover-up.
Indeed.
Right.
And all of this Cold War activity and what you call conflicts between America and Russia and all of this is all a lie.
A lie. Oh, that's what you're
facade. It's a sham. It's what is called keeping everybody in the dark.
Oh my God, we are so in the dark. Oh,
but
goodness.
We're bringing the darkness into the light and giving you facts about what is really happening with your
really
with your governmental powers.
Wow.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So the space shuttle Challenger and all of those space shuttles that went up in space and all of your Apollo craft that went up in space, that was all about getting money for NASA about what is termed as what you call more support for the space station around Mars and also the secret space program of Earth beings who live and work in Mars.
Right. All right. Well, there's a lot of disclosure to be done, Zora. Before I forget,
that is
so. Yeah. So before I forget, and I don't mean to interrupt our conversation here in regards to NASA and the cover-ups there that need to come out, I want to just kind of go back again in regards to the EE system that Dr. Zorich is, Dr. Tom is going to be bringing out. And if he's looking presently right now, Dr. Zorich is based over there in Sacramento, but he's looking out. He's asking, or if people are serious investors, to give him a call. And you could go and email him. You know, he's one of those that, you know, he doesn't want a ton of emails coming at him. So if you are a serious investor in this EE system, you could reach Dr. Tom at A like Apple, T like Tom, Z like Zora, O like Oscar, R like Robert, I like Igloo, C like Charlie, H like Harry, at gmail.com. So again, it's A, T like Tom, Z like Zebra, O like Oscar, R like Robert, I like Igloo, C like Charlie, H like Harry, at gmail.com. So again, the people that he would like to hear from or get an email from are serious investors of the EE system, which you have heard about today. Or if you have more questions, go ahead and email him. And you also know how to be able to get a hold of Dr. David Stella's office, which I just gave. Again, I'll just go ahead and let you know he is Pacific, so that's Pacific time. And that number is 702-352-3021. And we do highly recommend that. So again, a lot of things are moving forward in regards to high, super high technologies to help all of us at all the different levels of who we are. from physicality to spirituality. So I think that with that said, I think I'm going to give this to Zora now so we can go ahead and get a beautiful, I know it'll be a wonderful healing from you, Zora. So let's go ahead and do that, if you will. And we will end our call for today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses beings that we are completely healed from any illness that we have, and we are in perfect peace and joy and harmony now, and we know it. Just close your eyes, feel that energy, beautiful healing energy coming from Zora directly to all of us. Also, we forgot to tell you to put your headbands on. These headbands are truly, truly magical and really do. And if you're going down there to see Dr. Stella, wear your headbands. It'll be much more dynamic if you do, and you wear it into that room. And so be it. We are done. And everyone, have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. Zora, go ahead. You say the last few words.
Remember that you are gods and goddesses, that you're also healers. It even says so in your Dead Sea Scroll and also in Matthew of the Bible. Marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only know you can. And in the Dead Sea Scrolls, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. What does that tell you? That you are gods and goddesses.
We are Source. We are part of Source. So we are that superpower.
Indeed you are.
Okay. Thank you so much, Zora. That was a beautiful call for you, for your information and for Zoraya and all of our different guests. And so it was a tremendous, wonderful, uplifting, educational call. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And you guys have a great, great weekend, or the last, or Sunday anyways, or Monday, wherever we are, night and day. We love you, and we'll see you all in a couple of weeks. And when I get a chance to talk with Q, I will email in a newsletter exactly when he'll be available for one-to-ones. All right, with that, all right, adios, amigos. All right, bye-bye.